The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
To 350-350 to schedule your free consultation today.
Once again, I want to remind you, we are in our final hours of this campaign with the Bible League, and we're still about 1,391 Bibles now short of our goal. It's a goal nearly 7,000 Bibles, well, actually 6,720, but I'd love to see us at least reach that threshold goal and even go beyond if we can, but it's only happening because of what you're doing, and I want to thank some folks right up front this hour for doing that. Debbie in Sykesville, thank you, my friend, for 10 more Bibles, $50 gift, and 10 more from Christopher, Shepherdstown, West Virginia, $50 gift. So as I say, now we are at 1,391 copies of the Bible that we still need. I have no doubt we can do this together, as you've been so generous. And I hope you'll continue to be, because, as I say, this is our final day of putting this up and over the top. So anything you can give right now is going to make a difference, and I hope that you'll make the call. Thank you for those who've done so much already. The following program is sponsored by the Bible League International and was pre-recorded for broadcast at this time.
From the WAVA-FM Passport Auto Group Studios, it's the Don Crow Show on 105.1 FM, WAVA.
The Don Crow Show is brought to you in part by Passport Auto Group Stores. Whether you're in the market for a new or pre-owned vehicle, I highly recommend that you go to PassportAuto.com and find Passport's nearest dealership to where you live. And what a great selection to choose from. BMW, Infiniti, Nissan, Toyota, Mazda, Mini. And right now, Passport also has over 1,000 certified pre-owned vehicles you may want to consider as well. Again, find your nearest dealership at the website PassportAuto.com. Hello there, folks. Welcome to another hour of the Don Crow Show. Monday through Friday, 4 to 6 each afternoon, we get to talk about things going on. But more importantly, we get to do things together, such as providing scriptures for hungry hearts all over the world through the great ministry of the Bible League. In this case, focusing in on the suffering church, Christians being persecuted, being pursued, being hunted like animals, being killed, being captured, being kidnapped. Stand with them. Bibles for the persecuted church. The need could not be any greater than at this present hour, in my personal view. I really mean that, folks, and I know many of you understand it. You feel the same way. These are troubled times in which we live. Yes, every generation has its share of troubled times. History teaches that quite clearly. But these are unusual days, certainly within our own lifetimes, and many of us believe we are moving rapidly into the end of days that the Scripture talks about and speaks of from Genesis to Revelation, really, if you look closely at the Word of God. But we have an answer, and that is the power of the gospel, the power of the Word of God. In fact, many of you know the words I'm going to read right now, Hebrews 4, 12 and 13, the Word of God is alive and active, powerful, sharper than any double-edged sword. It cuts all the way through to where soul and spirit meet, to where joints and marrow come together. It judges the desires and thoughts or intents of the heart. And there is nothing that can be hid from God. Everything in all of creation is exposed and lies open before His eyes. And it is to Him that we must all give an account of ourselves. The Word of God, no other force in the world that can match the dynamic power of the Scriptures and the ability of God's Word to go into the very heart of the human condition and revealing, as we just read, even the thoughts and intents of a person's heart, but also able to change the hardest of hearts and bring us to our knees in repentance and faith in Christ. In fact, I'm sure so many of you know those words well that we quote often here on the show from Romans 1, 16 and 17, Paul says, "For I am not ashamed of the gospel, because it is the power of God that brings salvation to everyone who believes, first to the Jew, then to the Gentile. For in it, the righteousness of God is revealed, a righteousness that is by faith from first to last, just as it is written, the righteous or the just shall live by faith." That's the call to the whole human race. That's the call to America in the midst of the mess we're in right now, politically and otherwise. We see the forces of evil. It's like they have a stranglehold on the very soul of our nation. And I'm not speaking partisan politics here. I'm speaking something far more serious even, and behind the scenes of that. So our answer is for America and for the world, the eternal word of God. Horace Greeley said, "It's impossible to enslave mentally or socially a Bible-reading people. The principles of the Bible are the groundwork of human freedom." Immanuel Kant said, "The existence of the Bible is a book for the Bible, for the people. It is the greatest benefit the human race has ever experienced. Every attempt to belittle it is a crime against humanity." And of course, the great Abraham Lincoln said, many of you have heard this quote as well, "I believe the Bible is the best gift God has ever given to man." Now, we celebrate the Word of God, and we celebrate our freedom to have complete, uninterrupted, unlimited access to it here in this country. With all the challenges currently that are ongoing to the Christian faith and the Christian community currently in our nation, we still have the freest nation on earth and the most access to the Word of God. And I believe there's a reason for that. That is because in the past, far more than in the present, this nation has honored God, the God of the Bible, and its only hope is to return to that. But also because of the largesse God has given us financially, spiritually, morally, and so many other ways, we are obliged, we are indebted to share the Word of God with others. That's really what this campaign with the Bible League is all about. Stand with them. Bibles for the Persecuted Church. We keep hearing, sadly, reports on an almost daily basis of new Christians being kidnapped, Christians being slaughtered, Christians who are under great adversity for their faith. And so often they ask us two things: pray for us, pray that we'll stand strong. I've never met one of these dear brothers or sisters or read of one who said, "Would you please ask your church or whomever to pray that we not be persecuted?" They've never asked that. They've never said, "Pray that the persecution will stop." I'm sure they would welcome that day in a heartbeat. They always say, "Pray that we'll be strong. Pray that we won't compromise our faith." And then, almost simultaneous with that, they say, "Pray that we'll have some Bibles." I've talked with them. Others of you perhaps have as well. I have sat with some of these brothers and sisters traveling with the Bible League, for example, and other ministries as well. And they have said, "We need Bibles. We need God's Word. We can use as many as you can." In fact, I've referenced the Cambodia trip of some years ago now that I took with the Bible League. That was, I believe, back in 2003. And one of the things I remember is that the Bible League was telling us even back then, 16 years ago, they were saying the church, just as an example, in Cambodia, is growing so fast, there's no way we can keep up with the demand for Bibles. The growth of the church is outstripping our ability to provide the Bibles. Well, does that mean we just hang it up and say, "Yes, can't do anything"? No, we do as much as we can. We do as much as we can, and that's what we've been asking you to do. And I'm asking you, I'm pleading with you, really, $500. We need some larger gifts. We need the smaller gifts. We need some $500 gifts. We need some $1,000. We really do, folks. We need some $1,000 gifts right now. We need some $200 gifts from whatever you can give. $5 does buy a Bible, and we're asking you to please make that call. Would you? 800-YES-WORD. Whether it's $5 or $500 or $5,000, and I don't say that carelessly, somebody listening right now, the Holy Spirit may speak to you and say he's talking to you. That $5,000 is a gift I want you to give. Not everybody can do that, but some of you can, I know, because you've done it before, and perhaps you're the person to do it this time when you call 800-YES-WORD. 800-YES-WORD. 937-9673. We really need your help. Nearly 7,000 Bibles is our goal, and we need to meet that goal as quickly as possible. 800-937-9673. On our website, WAVA.com, click on the Bible League banner. Stand with them. Bibles for the Persecuted Church.
We have reached the age where things just cost more.
Cars, phones, life insurance.
Your blood pressure is up.
Your weight is up.
You're one to talk.
I have type 2 diabetes, so I'm getting dinged just like you.
Thank goodness for Big Lou.
Big Lou!
Big Lou can get term life insurance rates for a 50-year-old male with type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, or maybe he's on anxiety meds, for just around $200 a month for $1 million of coverage.
Oh, you got to say that again.
Go ahead.
Okay, I'll say it. Big Lou and term provider could get a 50-year-old man, a little dinged up, $1 million in life insurance for around $200 a month.
Call Big Lou.
Big Lou!
He's like you.
800-555-2085. That's 800-555-2085.
Don't put it off. If you're overweight, diabetic, have high blood pressure, you gotta call Big Lou.
Gotta.
800-555-2085.
Write it down.
800-555-2085.
Do you wish you could study and understand the Bible like your favorite author or pastor? Do you have a deep hunger for the Word of God but don't know where to begin? I've got great news. You can study all 66 books of the Bible, from Genesis to Revelation, in one of 8 degree programs at Dallas Theological Seminary's DC campus. DTSDC is designed for busy adults. Our hybrid model combines online lectures with on-campus sessions, so a typical class only requires 3 Saturdays per semester. So there's no need to uproot your life in order to go to seminary. Not only are we more flexible than you thought, we're also more affordable. Right now, DTS is offering a $1,000 newcomer scholarship to everyone who starts this spring. That's $1,000 towards your first class at DTS. Join us for Seminary Preview Day on Saturday, November 9th. During our preview day, you can visit a class, meet current students, and eat lunch with the faculty. If you would like to learn more about our DC campus, please visit dts.edu/WAVA.
Message and data rates may apply.
Guys, got hair loss? I know what you're thinking. Should I shave my head, comb it over, wear a hat? Just stop. This isn't 1970. Keep your hair and your confidence because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, can give you your real, natural-looking hair back permanently. They're giving away an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card to everyone who texts MORE to 85850. Dude, you don't have to look like your dad because this isn't your dad's hair loss treatment. People all over the country trust Bosley because they use the latest technology to give you your real hair back. You wash it. You cut it. It's your own, real, naturally growing hair. And the best part? Bosley's permanent solution is protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Let them show you for free how awesome your hair could look with an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off. Text MORE to 85850. That's M-O-R-E to 85850.
Does Dan Helmer have the judgment to represent us in Richmond? When two brave women came forward with disturbing allegations of sexual assault against Lieutenant Governor Justin Fairfax, Helmer looked the other way. Helmer refused to support a bipartisan independent investigation of Fairfax's alleged sexual assaults. Now, Helmer is covering up his close ties to Fairfax, deleting social media posts that show him rubbing elbows with Fairfax. Dan Helmer put Justin Fairfax and his own political career ahead of the victims. Dan Helmer doesn't belong in Richmond. There's a better choice. Our delegate, Tim Hugo, is fighting to hold Justin Fairfax accountable, and he's getting justice for survivors of sexual assault. Hugo has passed numerous bills to crack down on human trafficking and to treat survivors with the respect they deserve. Tim Hugo is a strong and caring leader.
I'm Tim Hugo, candidate for delegate, and I sponsored this ad.
Paid for and authorized by friends of Tim Hugo.
Would you agree our culture has lost its sense of right and wrong? We call it the moral compass that every nation needs. And every, by the way, every nation has a moral compass of some sort. It's impossible not to function with some kind of moral base, whether it's outright blatant atheism or any number of other moral codes, if you will. But the Bible gives us the code for living. Jeffrey Ramey wrote, "Who decides what is right and wrong in the world? Who has the authority to define morality for all of creation? It is not the courts, Congress, the media, public opinion, the politically correct police, the tolerance brigade, or even the church. The only answer has been, is, and always will be Jesus Christ, the living Word of God." You can find his opinion on a great variety of subjects in his bestseller, The Bible. The late John Winbur, I got one chance to meet John briefly and hear his remarkable testimony some years ago. And many of you who know his story will remember that he admitted himself to be a true American pagan. I mean, he did not grow up in the church. His stories of his first visits to church are hilarious, if you ever got to hear them. And he had no idea. In fact, his phrase that stuck with me is he said, "I didn't even know God had a book out." And he meant it. And so many Americans today don't know that God has a book out. So many people in the world don't know God has a book out. And it's not just any book. But I love what Jeffrey Ramey wrote here. He said, "Who decides what's right and wrong? Who has the authority to define morality for all of creation? Not the courts, not the Congress, not the media, public opinion, politically correct police, tolerance brigade, and yes, not even the church. The only answer has been, is, and always will be Jesus Christ." You can find his opinion on a great variety of subjects in his bestseller, The Bible. We know the Lord himself said, "Heaven and earth will pass away. My words will never pass away." He told the skeptics and the critics and the enemies of his time, "You search the scriptures because in them you think you're doing something good and religious, but if you really search them properly with an open heart, you'd find that they're telling you about me. They testify of me." And if you honestly read God's word, that's where it will take you, to the truth of the living word, the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, having said that, I argue and will argue probably to my last breath that is the primary reason the United States ever became the great nation it has been for well over 200 and some years. And the reason we have begun to deteriorate inside and out is because we have rejected that word incrementally and increasingly to the point where now less and less respect is given for it. I had one, and I've cited this experience before, but I had one occasion, didn't get to meet him personally, but one occasion to hear in person the great Francis Schaeffer. He was speaking at an event at the Boston Garden many years ago when I was still up in New England. I drove down to Boston to get to hear him speak personally. The place was packed, understandably. I can still see him holding a Bible up on the stage, up over his head, and basically saying there was a time when you could hold this book up on any street corner in America and ask someone what it was, and they would say it's the Word of God. He said didn't mean they were living by it, but there was this consensus in the culture of great respect and reverence for the Bible. And of course, he said today that's not the case. And he went on to talk about postmodernism and post-Christianity and all of this and so forth, which I know many of you who are scholars of his or students of his at least understand where he was coming from. The point being, what this nation of ours needs is the Word of God, but every nation in the world needs the Bible. And that's why the Bible League, for now 88 years has been saying, it started, by the way, if you know the history, don't have time to get into it right now except to say a Christian couple started here in America sharing the Bible, door to door, so to speak. But God blessed it and raised it up as a powerful global ministry to spread the Bible, the Word of God, all over the world, which they are doing at this time. 88 years later, nations are being altered and changed by the Scriptures. I've often called this kind of work that you and I do together with such a ministry as the Bible League, nation building at its finest and in its purest form. It's not political, it's not partisan, it's not agenda-driven, except God's agenda. And so you and I can really introduce the power of God's word into a nation. By the way, nations that most of us will never, ever have the chance to visit. But you are part of it when you pick that phone up and call 800-YES-WORD. $5 does buy one Bible, 50 buys 10, 100 buys 20. And as we've said so often, any amount you can give is going to make a difference, is going to bring the water of life, the powerful word of God into these nations and into the hearts and hands of our fellow believers who are begging and praying that God will somehow provide them with copies of his word. So make that call. Make it a generous gift, would you? 800-YES-WORD, 800-937-9673. 800-937-9673. If you want to go online, go to WAVA.com and click on the banner, Stand With Them, Bibles for the Persecuted Church. I cannot overemphasize or state too strongly how much we need your help. It's not merely meeting a goal. That's not the point. No, it's that several thousand copies of God's word, even if that are not going to be enough, but they are going to change lives forever. They're going to change nations. If you can only give one Bible, you have no idea the power of that one copy of the word of God. There are anecdotal stories that have come to us through the years from various ministries of just one copy of the Bible getting in someone's hand in a country. That person then used that to change their family and their village. It was a ripple effect that went out and then changed an entire region of a country. Just one copy of the Word of God. So that's why we say this is a potent force that we are talking about here, and we need your help to do it. We need your help to make the gift and make the reality come to pass. Would you do a generous gift right now? Whatever that means for you, a generous gift. I would not presume to say, well, that would be for you a generous. You know what that would be. Maybe what you're thinking of right now, and then maybe add just a bit more to it. And I'd like us to also stop and think about the fact that the people to whom we are sending these Bibles are already under great adversity. We've heard new concerns over Syria, especially North Syria and Turkey, and our own president's decision to pull out troops and all of that. That's a discussion for another time. But realize there are Christian families and believers even now in that region.
He was in Syria, and his Muslim background. They start coming to the church, and all of these families, they are baptized. Father, mother, and three sons. They are converted, and they are baptized to obedience the word. It's became very hard to them to attend the church because many people came to them and threatened, if you go to church again, we will kill you. If you said, I'm Christian, we will kill you.
First time I heard that clip, I thought, what one of us here in America would even show up for church if, in fact, we had a death threat if we showed up there? We get into our cars, we comfortably travel our streets, thank God for that. But what would it be like if, in order to go to church, let alone say you're a Christian, could mean your death. In fact, this dear brother, Yazan from the Middle East, also talks about a pastor who was kidnapped and forced to deny the Lord.
I met a pastor. He was kidnapped and threatened to be killed. His freedom was as easy as for him not to confess that he's follow Christ. Of course, he chose not to, and he was abused as a result. This is what happened through the last 6, 7, 8 years in the region.
Nonetheless, there's always, always gratitude in the hearts of these people when they get a copy of the Word of God.
Their financial investment in the Bible League made the gospel available even in the area of conflict in the Middle East. I was in Baghdad, the capital of Iraq, to present the gospel. We are heading to Syria this year, to Syria, to present the gospel and to sharing the salvation of Jesus Christ and what he's did to save us. So your financial support to the Bible League will make sure this work continues.
Now, there's a brother, while, and again, I'm not getting into the politics of it now. We'll do that another hour, another program. Our president, right or wrong, whether you agree with his decision or not, is pulling troops out of Syria, as you know. There's already strong reaction politically on it on both sides of the aisle. That's another story all itself. And I thank God for those troops that we have had so remarkably serve our country and serve the interests of this nation in places like Syria for so long. But I thought, even though these soldiers are being pulled out, you hear this man saying, we're going in. In other words, soldiers of the Lord Jesus Christ really are under a divine mandate, and they are saying, well, we're going to head in and see what we can do to bring the gospel to as many people as possible in that broken region. Pray for that brother. His name is Yazan, Y-A-Z-A-N. Pray for him and those who go with him. But more importantly right now, would you, in honor of that brother and others, would you give some Bibles? 10 Bibles, 20 Bibles, 50 Bibles, 100 Bibles. $5 buys a Bible. Would you make the call right now? 800-YES-WORD, 800-937-9673. 800-937-9673. You can go online, see Stand With Them, Bibles for the Persecuted Church at WAVA.com. Click on that banner, make your gift there if you'd like.
This is the Entertainment Answer. What is on our Oscar radar this week? Well, it's the new biopic Harriet from Focus Features. It's the extraordinary tale of Harriet Tubman's escape from slavery and transformation into one of America's greatest heroes. Her courage, ingenuity, tenacity all freed hundreds of slaves and changed the course of history. These inspirational stories are so important to me, especially in today's climate. Look for Harriet in theaters, rated PG-13. For this Entertainment Answer, I'm Matt Mungle.
Hey, Mike, how's the house coming along?
Needs a ton of work. The pipes are leaking. Needs a new roof. The AC just broke. I just don't have time to do it all myself. You know anyone?
Oh, just ask Home Advisor. They match you with the best local pros for any home project.
Cool.
Yeah, you can read reviews and book appointments online.
What's it cost?
Actually, Home Advisor is always free to use.
Nice. I'll check it out.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app. Home
Advisor. Nobody wakes up and says, today is the day that I get to look into whether refinancing my mortgage would be smart. The perception of refinancing is that it's often as smooth as shaving with a cheese grater, which we're guessing is not smooth. But our Faith and Family Mortgage team would ask you to consider two things. One, rates have gotten awesomely lower as of late. And while we normally don't talk about rates going up and down, because we try to just be here when the time is right for you, if you've been thinking about trying to lower your monthly payment a bit before Christmas, or if you've been thinking about cashing out a chunk of equity, now would be a time to at least think about it. Secondly, times have changed. We don't have a fancy app, but we do have a team specifically committed to WAVA. And if refinancing is right for you, we're going to do all the work so that you don't have to worry about the stress. We are United Faith Mortgage.
We pay your appraisal fees up to $500. That's out-of-pocket money you have to pay before closing.
UMC Mortgage Company, Melville, New York, NMLS number 1330, NMLSConsumerAccess.org. In refinance, total financing charges may be higher over life of loan.
My part-time service in the Army National Guard makes it possible for me to be more for the community I call home. I'm a better neighbor because my service has taught me how important it is to be a team player. My training helps me in my classes when I give attention to detail to the task at hand. My service in the Army National Guard allows me to keep my country safe from threats. Learn more about how you too can live and serve part-time by visiting NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the D.C. Army National Guard. Aired by the Maryland, D.C., Delaware Broadcasters Association and this station.
I want to keep my heart healthy, so I get my cholesterol checked regularly. And when my doctor told me my cholesterol was borderline, I found Garlique. According to my pharmacist, there's an ingredient in garlic that helps maintain healthy cholesterol. And one Garlique tablet is equal to a whole clove of garlic, except it's odor-free. Yep, I'm doing what I can for my cholesterol, and I'm doing it with Garlique.
Garlique, cholesterol's natural enemy. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed.
Our troops to be their best means ensuring they get the right level of physical activity, nutrition, and importantly, sleep. And if you're sharing barracks, then the enemy of sleep is snoring. To snore less, use Mute. Mute is an easy-to-use nasal breathing device designed to increase airflow through the nose by gently opening the airways. Thanks to Mute, you'll get all the air you need through your nose and not your mouth. So you'll snore less, sleep more, and everyone in your barracks or your bedroom will be happier. Whatever your mission in life, if you want to be at your best, win the battle against snoring with Mute!
Available at Walgreens, CVS, Rite Aid, and other fine stores. To find your local store or for more information, go to mutesnoring.com. Mute. Breathe more, snore less, sleep better.
This traffic report is sponsored by Indeed.com. Southbound on the Baltimore-Washington Parkway, you're going to find heavy delays from 197 all the way down to Kenilworth Avenue. An earlier accident after 202 saw several travel lanes blocked this afternoon. Now the entire roadway is closed after 202 while responders clear the road of the resulting fuel spill. Also dealing with heavy volume delays on the outer loop between the 95 interchange in Maryland and 355, the earlier jackknife tractor trailer at Connecticut Avenue has cleared. Are you hiring? With Indeed, you can post a job in minutes, set up screener questions, and then zero in on qualified candidates in an online dashboard. Get started at Indeed.com/hire. I'm Ryan Dye with traffic on WAVA.
Tornado watch in effect till midnight. Thunderstorms this evening. Any storm could be severe with heavy rainfall, damaging winds, even an isolated tornado. Breezy and much colder late tonight, low 42 to 46. Sunshine tomorrow, breezy and much cooler, high 56. Clear and chilly tomorrow night, low 37. Freezing temperatures in the normally colder outlying areas. With the AccuWeather forecast, this is meteorologist Bob Larson.
Or online at our website, WAVA.com. Click on the Stand With Them Bibles for the Persecuted Church banner. Henry Blackaby said, "Will God ever ask you to do something you are not able to do?" The answer is yes, all the time. It must be that way for God's glory and kingdom. If we function according to our ability alone, we get the glory. If we function according to the power of the Holy Spirit within us, God gets the glory. He wants to reveal himself to a watching world. And folks, I believe that's true in every aspect of our lives. Right now, God may be speaking to you to do something that's beyond your ability financially to do. But if it's God speaking to you, he will honor your faith and he will honor that gift, whatever it is that he's putting on your heart. Chuck Colson said, "The Bible, banned, burned, beloved, most widely read, most frequently, more frequently attacked than any other book in history. Generations of intellectuals have attempted to discredit it. Dictators of every age have outlawed it and executed those who read it. Yet soldiers carry it into battle, believing it more powerful than their weapons. Fragments of it smuggled into solitary prison cells have transformed ruthless killers into gentle giants. It is the life-changing agent that God has put in our hands, and he's telling us, what are you going to do with it? Actually asking us, what are you going to do with it? Are you going to just keep it to yourself, or are you willing to share it with others? When we realize what it costs some people in other countries just to try to win their own children to Christ, that itself is amazing.
We cannot preach to children under 18. That is their practice and law. But when the parents bring kids to the church, when you can teach them English and then you can send the gift of gospel to them, it is a great joy.
My life has been richly blessed by the fact that I grew up in a home where the Bible was paramount from my earliest days. It enriched my life in ways that I can't even imagine as I think of the love for God's word that my family built into my life. I'm sure many of you are doing the same thing, but think of that woman who says, we want to share our faith and share the word of God with our children, but it may cost us dearly to do that. So that's another reason why we're saying, would you go to the phone and help these people make Bibles available to them? Bible League will take care of getting it into their hands. I assure you of that. But it's our part to just simply say, okay, here's 5 Bibles, here's 50 Bibles, here's 100, here's 500 Bibles, here's my gift right now. And the number to do that is 800-YES-WORD. 800-937-9673. 800-937-9673. Or online at our website, WAVA.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Guys, got hair loss? I know what you're thinking. Should I shave my head, comb it over, wear a hat? Just stop. This isn't 1970. Keep your hair and your confidence because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, can give you your real, natural-looking hair back permanently.
They're giving away an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card to everyone who texts MORE to 85850. Dude, you don't have to look like your dad because this isn't your dad's hair loss treatment. People all over the country trust Bosley because they use the latest technology to give you your real hair back. You wash it. You cut it. It's your own real naturally growing hair.
And the best part, Bosley's permanent solution is protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Let them show you for free how awesome your hair could look with an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off. Text MORE to 85850. That's M-O-R-E to 85850.
Did you know a cash investor will only give you pennies on the dollar? I'm Christy Moore, founder of Local Expert Realty. With our new 5-day sales strategy, we got our sellers an average of $46,000 more than expected. It's not for everyone, but if you have a house to sell now, we can sell it for top dollar in 5 days. No lowball investor offers. Call now at 866-404-5858. 866-404-5858.
Certain conditions or exceptions may apply.
Listen to what another listener had to say about us.
I've been listening to radio program for many years. I heard Christy Moore's ad. I wanted to sell my aunt's house, and they immediately did a stupendous job. I was very impressed. What I liked the best was how fast everything took place. I wasn't expecting that. It happened very quickly, smooth, and I was able to meet my goals.
If you want to sell your house, call now at 866-404-5858. 866-404-5858.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results vary. Exclusions apply.
Contacts and glasses are such a hassle. I'd love to finally get LASIK, but
I'm going to stop you right there. If you want LASIK, then the LASIK Vision Institute has officially taken away everything standing in your way.
Isn't LASIK expensive?
Not at the LASIK Vision Institute. We're offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. See for free if LASIK is right for you by texting RADIO to 350-350.
But I'm really busy.
A text only takes seconds, and the LASIK procedure typically only takes 15 minutes. And best of all, most patients can get back to work the following day.
I had no idea.
The LASIK Vision Institute uses the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision. We've performed over 1.3 million procedures. That's experience you can trust. And we're offering 20% off our already low-cost services.
What's that text again?
Text RADIO to 350-350. That's R-A-D-I-O to 350-350 to schedule your free consultation today.
Northern Virginia families are getting hammered by tolls. Pay-to-play politician John Bell is making things worse. Bell wrote the legislation guaranteeing toll increases on the Greenway for 10 years. 10 years of toll increases that your family will have to pay. And what did politician John Bell get in return? You guessed it. Bell got campaign cash from the Greenway toll owners. Pay-to-play politician John Bell. He's wrong for Northern Virginia families. There's a better choice. Gary Higgins will take on the Richmond politicians and get rid of the tolls. Here's Gary Higgins.
Like you, I've had it with these crazy tolls. The toll road owners and the Richmond politicians are taking us all for a ride. As your state senator, I won't stop fighting until these tolls come down. I'm Gary Higgins, candidate for state senate, and I've sponsored this ad.
Paid for and authorized by Higgins for Senate.
Yes Words, the number to call with your gift to the Bible League campaign, 800 937 800-937-9673. 800-937-9673. $5 buys a Bible. Multiply that, if you would, as generously as your checkbook and your heart will allow. That's an amazing thing to be able to purchase and provide and place a Bible anywhere in the world for $5. None of us could, of course, afford to do that on our own, but the Bible League is saying, we'll do it if you'll just provide the resource for the Bibles. Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord. We know that scripture well, many of us. The wicked shall be turned into hell, however, is another scripture, and all the nations that forget God. That's another scripture of another sort. The nation who honors and knows the Lord and honors his word is blessed. Those who turn away from that word of God and the God of that word are destined for disaster. No other two ways to put it. Albert Bayard Cummins wrote this. The empire of Caesar is gone. The legions of Rome are smoldering in the dust. The avalanches of Napoleon hurled upon Europe have melted away. The prince of the pharaohs is fallen. The pyramids that raised to be their tombs are sinking every day in the desert sands. Tyre is a rock for bleaching fishermen's nets. Sidon has scarcely left a wreck behind, but the word of God still survives. All things that threaten to extinguish it have only aided it, and it proves every day how transient the noblest monument that men can build and how enduring is the least word that God has spoken. Now, I haven't seen the story in years. I trust I have my facts correct, but as I recall, of course, many of you know the French satirist, brilliant atheist Voltaire was an enemy of the cross, an enemy of the faith, an enemy of God, and I believe it was Voltaire who predicted that within 50 years of his lifetime, the Bible would cease to exist. As I recall the story, at some point, his own house was turned into a place for producing and distributing Bibles. I'll have to check the details again. But in any event, there is that long train of shipwrecks of men and women who've stood against the Word of God and have not survived it, but rather it has survived them and will one day stand to be their judge. What about us? What are we going to do with this powerful force? That's really what this call is all about, this call to share the Word of God. And there are so many who, as we've already said, desperately need it. They are longing and praying and hoping for just something, just a few copies of the Bible. I've played this clip in an earlier hour. It's one of my favorite audio clips from the Bible League, because every time it reminds me when I hear it, how far would I go to provide the Bible for some other people? For example, would you drive from here to another state altogether? You say, of course I would. If it was necessary, would you drive across the country in your comfortable air-conditioned car to provide some Bibles to those, God knows the left coast needs it too, right? You say, of course I would, Don. Of course I'd do whatever I could. Well, how about this? Would you do what this brother, Pastor Romeo, did?
No, there are islands that you have to fly 2 hours by plane from Manila, and you have to travel 6 hours by boat. Now they have Bibles now, because one of the impact of the Project Philip program is among the mountains, what we call the Sierra Madre. You know, two pastors deep from the mountain. They had to rise up 3 a.m. and walk for 2 hours. And after that, they have to ride a banca across the river, along the river. But their banca is only a floating log of a coconut trunk. And they have to do that for an hour and then walk again for 3 hours just to get hold of those precious Bibles. And when they have those copies, they will return in the same way again to bring those Bibles to people whom they are ministering.
I just am moved by that when I hear it. They walk out of the mountains for, what, 2 or 3 hours. They ride in a floating log for a boat, and then they walk again to get the Bibles. Then they reverse that trek to go back home with the scriptures. And you hear him. This is not something they just do once, but it's their lifestyle, their hunger for the Word of God, and those to whom they're ministering is so great, they're willing to, and you can only imagine, the risk of life and limb either from the elements or animals or even enemies of the cross who would love to interrupt them and destroy what they're trying to do. I mean, it really, when you think about it, it kind of is embarrassing, isn't it, that all we're being asked to do is pick the phone up. No danger there, right? Make a call or go online in our comfortable offices, homes, whatever. And believe me, I want to say that often. I don't begrudge any of the creature comforts we've been given in this country. I celebrate them. I thank God for them. It's made our work so much easier to get it done. But it also has removed a lot of the excuses that we might otherwise have. These brothers aren't looking for excuses. They're saying, we want to get those Bibles, and we'll do whatever we have to get them. So I'm asking you, would you join people like that right now with a generous gift, a $500 gift? I need some of those right now. A $1,000 gift. We need some of those. And yes, we need the $5 and $50 and $100 gifts. So nobody should feel left out. We need you right now at 800-YES-WORD. 800-937-9673. 800-937-9673. I'll say it one more time. 800-937-9673. If you're at your computer, just go online to WAVA.com. Click on the Stand With Them Bibles for the Persecuted Church banner.
Hi, I'm Todd Nettleton, and this is the Voice of the Martyrs Radio. Run, screamed their teacher. The 230 Christian students scrambled for safety as government planes dropped 5 bombs on their Sudanese village. Suddenly, an eerie quiet fell over the school as dazed and bleeding students reconvened. 12 of their classmates were dead, 7 more died later from their wounds, and 3 needed limbs amputated. The very next day, they returned to class. The distraught headmaster dismissed them, but one 10-year-old pleaded, "Please, let us continue. We want to learn. And if it's God's will, then today we won't die." May we show the same resilience despite attacks from the enemy.
I will not let my brothers and sisters suffer in silence, nor will I let them serve alone. Participate in the International Day of Prayer for the Persecuted Church this Sunday. Learn more at vomradio.net/IDOP.
Don Crow here again for the Bible League, thanking all of you who've been so helpful in our campaign to Stand With Them, Bibles for the Persecuted Church. Your response has been very generous, but we still are a few thousand Bibles short of our goal of providing nearly 7,000 Bibles for our fellow Christians around the world, and we only have a few days left to complete our efforts. So would you consider an extra generous gift right now to the Bible League? $50 buys 10 Bibles, $100 buys 20, $250 buys 50 Bibles, and a gift of $500 will provide 100 Bibles to suffering Christians all over the world. And I can assure you, your gift of any amount is going to be a huge blessing to brothers and sisters in Christ who need us right now more than ever before. Just call 800-YES-WORD with your most generous gift right now, would you? That's 800-937-9673. 800-937-9673. 9673. 800-937-9673. Or give online at WAVA.com.
Hello, I'm Alistair Begg. Are you ready to deepen your faith on a spectacular week-long Alaska cruise? We will have our hearts prepared with worship led by Grammy Award-winning Laura Story, and I'll be opening up the Scriptures so that we allow Scripture to steer our lives as we explore God's eternal truths together. So join me next summer for an unforgettable 7 days of cruising.
Learn more at WAVA.com. Keyword, Alaska.
Hi, this is Steve Arterburn from New Life Live. I want to just encourage you to tune in to our program every day. If you're struggling with some area or someone you know is struggling in some area and you'd like to be able to give them some good, godly advice, maybe we can help you with that here on New Life Live. We're right here on WAVA 105.1 at 1 p.m. It's part of life-changing talk radio. Come join us for New Life.
Hello, I'm Bishop Harry Jackson, pastor of Hope Christian Church. Tune in to the Hope Connection every weekday at 2 p.m. right here on 105.1 FM WAVA. And join us at Hope Christian Church in Beltsville, Maryland, Sundays at 9 or 11:30 a.m. Learn more at thehopeconnection.org. May the Lord Jesus bless you. And remember, we're saving a seat just for you.
It is different. It is a distinct way of listening to the world around you and connecting you to the place you eat, sleep, work, and play. It's live and it's local, with call letters you know and DJs you love. And it comes freely through the air to your smartphone without streaming data or sucking down your battery life. Take local FM radio anywhere with Next Radio, downloadable from the Google Play Store. Check supported carriers and devices at nextradioapp.com. Next Radio, live and local wherever you go.
When the sower sows the seed, it is the landing spot that determines whether there's a crop, not the seed.
Dr. Tony Evans talks about the principles of spiritual planting and harvesting.
If God's word is not working, we got to check the ground it landed on.
A fresh look at the spiritual principles of sowing and reaping, coming up on The Alternative with Dr. Tony Evans.
Weekdays at 3 a.m. and 10:30 a.m. on WAVA.
Once again, reminding you, this is our final day of our campaign with the Bible League. And my goodness, you've given a lot of Bibles so far, well over 5,300 so far. We still need a few more, 1,380 to be exact right now, because we had a couple of gifts, and I had those right in front of me, and then I promptly hid them. But never fear, I found them on the floor. Hey, Priscilla, thank you from Imesville, that $50 gift for 10 Bibles. Casey in North Beach, Maryland, a $5 gift for a Bible. So again, that puts us to 1,380 copies of the Bible that we still need. Not too late to get your call in. In fact, if you get home this evening and you want to go online and do it that way, you can at WAVA.com. $5 for a Bible, $50 for 10, $100 for 20. We still need 1,380 more to reach our goal, but I know we're going to do it because of what you're going to do. Thank you. God bless you. The Don Crow Show is brought to you in part by Local Expert Realty, where Realtor Christy Moore promises she'll sell your home in 58 days or she'll buy it. And here's her phone number, 866-404-5858. That's 866-404-5858. Or just go to soldin58.com on the web. That's soldin and the numbers 58.com.
So I have been so confident once I experienced God's power in my life, just 1.5 months, and that I could go around and share the word of God with many people. I'll be bringing about 40 of them to Christ with us.
That clip is so powerful, and yet it runs by so quickly. It's about 15 seconds long. This is a woman named Nina who's speaking, and of course the translator is telling us from Thailand what she's saying. Just a Christian, 1.5 months, already has led 40 people to Jesus Christ. And that ought to challenge us. It ought to embarrass us if we have not been sharing our faith the way we should with all the freedoms we have. As you know, many of these people do so under great duress, great danger, great risk. But the point is that these are the same people. Well, just as case in point, if you think about it, she has 40 new believers who I think it would be fair to say now need 40 new Bibles. And we learn the story because of the work of the Bible League. So the Bible League brings us this story, and there's so many more like it. And they say, look, these people are out winning their villages to Christ. They're winning their nations to Christ. They're winning their neighbors to Christ. They are bringing in brothers and sisters who are former Muslims, former Hindus, or whatever other religious background, former animists. And they are bringing them into the glorious light of the gospel. Now what do we do? They desperately need these Bibles. So these Bibles, I can assure you, do not go and sit on a shelf somewhere in some foreign country, whether it's India or Egypt or Ethiopia or Thailand or Philippines or wherever. They are immediately put right into work, if you will, in nourishing these new believers and helping them come into a place of real maturity in the Christian faith. So that's why we're asking you, would you help us minister to those new converts, those new believers, and those searching souls who are hungry and want a Bible? Bible League is doing everything it can, but they need our partnership and help as well. Your gift of $5, $50, $100, $1,000, $500, anything you can give, I beg you to make that call. 800-YES-WORD, 800-937-9673, 800-937-9673. 9673. 7373, online at our website, WAVA.com. God bless you. Thank you so much for doing it right now.
A-Action Home Services, plumbing, electrical, heating, and air, serving D.C., Maryland, and Virginia daily, 703-922-1900.
Listen to the Bible Study Hour with James Boyce, Sunday mornings at 8 on 105.1 FM WAVA.
Life-changing talk radio, worldwide at WAVA.com. You're listening to 105.1 FM WAVA.
Don't let the busyness of life keep you from receiving the hope and healing God has for you. The Pray With Me prayer app will provide encouragement from believers praying for you. Visit praywithme.com.
Don't miss Developing Dynamic Disciples with John Jenkins, Saturday mornings at 10:30, right here on WAVA.
Lives change here. You're listening to 105.1 FM, WAVA-FM, and HD1 Arlington. Life changing. WAVA.